Welcome to Peace, Health, and Joy with Diana Wallace, a designated space in your life to receive encouragement, equipping, empowerment, and hopefully even entertainment. You guessed it, with that alliterative intro for ease, I'm a former pastor's wife and homeschool mom. But also, I've been a holistic wellness coach specializing in mysterious, hopeless situations by actively partnering with the Holy Spirit in my work since 2006. If you're looking for a unique approach to integrating wellness of spirit, soul, and body from a Christian perspective, you are in the right place. My southern accent shares my Arkansas roots, but these days my home is in Alaska. I'm tickled pink for you to join me today. Let's get started. Hello and welcome back to Peace, Health, and Joy with Diana Wallace. And I am tickled pink to be with you today. Today's episode is, okay, it's a little different. If you're watching on YouTube, you're like, what? She's in a different place. And that is true. I am actually in Indiana today. I have come to Indiana to finish up some things from my life here. I lived here for a few years and then things changed. And now I live in Alaska, but this day I'm in Indiana and wanted to just pop in here and share some things with you. And so I'm super excited about this episode. It has to do with the power of our testimony and the importance of looking back. So when I would say like from my early mid 30s until, you know, like 5 minutes ago, not really, but until not too long ago, I was very much in agreement with a statement that I heard a motivational speaker share. And I thought, oh my gosh, I love that so much. I'm totally going to live that way. And it was, you have two eyes in the front of your head because you are made by God to move forward. And if He wanted you to spend the rest of your life looking back, He would have put eyeballs in the back of your head. And I thought, oh, I love that. I love that so much. Why would we love that? We might love that if we had a rough past. If we had hard things that had happened in our lives and we just think, oh my gosh, I just want to leave that behind me. I don't want to have to deal with it or process it or whatever. I just want it to be over and I want to move on. And, you know, it's kind of timely that I'm here in Indiana processing a lot from my past. And once upon a time, that might have been harder. I might have just completely resisted the whole concept because I thought, oh no, it's behind me. I'm made to move forward. And it's important. We are made to move forward. I'm not saying stay in your past. I'm saying there is so much value in our past that if we don't acknowledge it, if we don't allow it to have some kind of proper space and place in our day to day, we're going to miss out on some powerful testimony and on some powerful perspective. Oh my goodness. It's been a few months ago. One of our pastors at church was teaching on perspective. And I wish I could tell you like that I could say name, you know, outline every pastor's message, you know, for the last 35 years. I remember every single one of them and they're just always so impactful and they are always impactful, but they don't usually stick with me very long. Some of them do. And this one did. And he spoke on the power of perspective. Specifically, I remember, and if you have had a conversation with me in real life in the last few months, you've probably heard me share this because it was so powerful. And today I'm going to share it with you, my listener, in case we haven't gotten to talk about it yet. But perspective is something that doesn't come when we're in the moment. Specifically, this pastor taught on Esther, Queen Esther in the Bible. And I won't get into the whole entire story. I'm going to give you the 30,000-foot overview. In that, there's a young woman who was purposed to become queen. But it wasn't exactly, or in any way, a Hallmark movie. It wasn't a One Night with the King kind of beautiful love story. It was probably extremely scary for her to go through the things that she went through to become queen. But in the moment, all she knew she was that she was scared, and that it was hard and it was scary. But God, don't you love those two words together? But God. God had a really amazing, unique purpose for Esther, for Queen Esther. And it was to actually save his people through her life and through her influence. But when she was in the day-to-day, it just probably felt super scary to be getting ready to go meet the king, to become his wife. Not like she was his only wife necessarily. He kind of had a strange situation going on there. But she had to feel so scared. And I'm going to guess she probably didn't want to do the thing. Can you relate to that? Is there anything that's going on in your life and you might feel scared? You might feel like, I don't want to do that. Like, I just don't want to. Or, no, I don't think I can do that. Like, we feel like we can't, but we must. So then we do. And then we get on the other side of the thing and we go, whoa, that was awful. That was absolutely awful and terrible and very bad. And would you look at the goodness that only God, God himself, could pull out of that situation? It's happened to me more times than I could say. And I know it's happened for you too. So we don't get the perspective if we never look back. We will miss out on so much perspective on our lives if we never look back. And I'm telling you, I for many, many years thought, I'm just going to look forward. I'm just going to keep moving forward. I'm just going to go forward. Well, not only do we miss out on our past, but we miss out on our present. We miss out on what's happening right now. We miss out on the moment, this moment right now. This moment right now, as it turns out, is the only one that we're really guaranteed. We think we have other moments coming, but we don't know for sure. We think we know what those other moments that are supposed to be coming later in life. We think we know what they're going to look like. We think that we have painted the picture in our mind of what's coming, of how it's going to be, and we honestly believe that is how it's going to go. And sometimes it does, and a lot of times it doesn't. And sometimes the way it goes is so much worse than what we imagined. And sometimes the way it goes is so much more beautiful than we imagined. And sometimes it seems worse in the moment, but then there's perspective. Then there's beautiful redemption and value and good stuff. We can look back and we can go, oh, that just seemed like nothing but hard and bad. But looky-loo, there's something beautiful that has come out of that season. And I always believe, if it was a rough, bad, awful, terrible, very, you know, whatever season, and God pulls out something beautiful from it, like that's a God thing. Only God could do that. I call that redemption. When he reaches into the hard, bad, ugly, and he produces something beautiful in our lives. So that got me to thinking, oh my gosh, if you listen to this podcast, if you've known me at all for very long, you know, I'm actually so spiritual. And I'm kidding. I am spiritual. And I'm also a physical being. So a few weeks ago, it was Saturday night. And just to give you a little glimpse behind the scenes, my Saturday nights can get a little wild. I was home. I was washing dishes. I know, kind of wild. I'm not bragging. But I was home and I was getting ready to wash dishes. And I was like, what do I want to listen to while I wash dishes? So when I'm washing dishes, I make a clatter and a clang. You probably do too. And so I thought, I don't really like to listen to a podcast when I'm washing dishes because I'll miss, you know, like words while I'm rinsing dishes or whatever. And so, and let me be clear, washing dishes isn't like a really long process for me. It's like 15 minutes or so. I live by myself and where I live, I mean, it doesn't even make sense to use a dishwasher, but I don't have one. And so I just wait. And at the end of the day, when I'm getting ready to kind of wrap up my day, I have a little ritual, routine that I wash dishes. I thoroughly enjoy it. Like that's actually, that right there is kind of a gift from God, but it's just a time where I mindlessly do a task and kind of process my day with myself. And sometimes I listen to music. Sometimes I do it quietly. You know, it just depends on the day. But this particular wild Saturday night, I got a wild hair to listen to some music from my high school days. Okay, let me be clear. I didn't play football in high school. You might have guessed that. I did not play high school football. But I think high school football players might be some of the most quintessentially known people who love to look back at their past and go, oh, that was the highlight of my life. Okay. I did not play football in high school. And high school was definitely not the crowning moment of my life. Thank you, Lord. So, but I did this night. I was kind of feeling kind of an unusual nostalgia, I suppose, or reflection or something. And I thought, I'm just going to listen to some music. I'll pull up the Billboard Top 100 songs from 1980. Well, at first I chose 1986, and then I was like, no, I want to go back another year. So I listened to 1985. Listening to the Billboard Top 100 playlist on Spotify and 1985. So the songs start playing, and it happens this way. When the music came on, I was like, oh, I'm there. You know, you hear like Caribbean Queen and you're like, you know, at a school dance, or maybe you're in your car after a hard test, or maybe you're, you know, your mind just flashes back to moments in your life when that song was playing. The power of music, it's so incredible. And so I was just kind of there. Like I was kind of back in my high school days, and it was not my finest season. I was a good student. I was a Gigi, you know, a good girl. I had a job. I did all kinds of weird things, but fun. I was just a really, whatever it was. All right, let's move on. So high school was high school. Music was music. But as I was listening, probably three songs in, I just had this epiphany moment. And I thought, what would it be like if high school senior me could sit down with today me? What would that be like if high school senior me could sit down with today me? Well, first of all, she'd go, Grandma? She would see this white hair, silvery white hair, and she'd go, girl, how come did you let that happen? But when we're young, we think we'll never actually get old, but it actually can happen. Praise Jesus, we get to keep going. And so I really started thinking, though, she would not recognize the woman that I am today. She literally wouldn't. She would not believe the things that I've done. She would not believe the places I've gone. She would not believe. There's no way she, high school senior me, could have imagined the amazing people that God would bring into my life years later that would change me forever. And there's no way that little 17, 18-year-old young woman could have ever begun to imagine the life that I have lived. I don't know. When you think about my life, when you, the listener, you, when you think about my life, you may think about things like, oh my gosh, you know, your husband died, or, you know, you might think you're like a the geekiest person I've ever met. You know, I don't know what you think about my life, but I know what I think about my life. And I think I have actually lived an incredibly rich, full, blessed life. And there has been some big time hard stuff right there in all of it. But wow, have I been blessed? And wow, has this life gone differently than that high school senior young woman would have believed? Okay, a big chunk of the whole enchilada that's different is the fact that the internet did not exist when I was in high school. I know. If you weren't sure before, like, how old is this girl? Well, I'm older. And so I've got a birthday coming up this weekend, and I'm older, okay? But in fact, I'll be older this weekend than I am right now. So what a blessing. But it is so powerful. It was so powerful. I'm still chewing on this. And this has been probably 3 weeks ago, washing those dishes, listening to that music, and getting into a reflective state, not to like exalt myself and go, I'm so disciplined. I'm so amazing. I'm so smart. I am disciplined. I think I'm amazing. God has given me a good mind, and He's given you one too. And the secret sauce, the part that's the most amazing, is God's presence and power in my life since high school. How He has ministered to me, how He ministers through me, how He has healed, how He's brought healing, how He has redeemed pain, how He has opened doors that I could not have imagined, how He has closed doors, how He's allowed doors to be closed. Maybe they weren't doors He closed, but He allowed them to be closed. How He has snuggled me tightly in every moment of my life. And I can look back and see that because I'm willing to look back, because I have perspective. And we can look back and we can go, hey, He's always been there for me. He's always been there with me. I have to say the other thing again because it matters. He's always been there for me. And He is always there for you. He's always with you. He has got such a good idea for your life. And maybe you're listening to this episode today, and maybe you're feeling like you're in a really great place. Like today, maybe it is a beautiful sunshiny day. The birds are chirping, the squirrels are dancing, and you know, everything's just, you got a little extra spring in your step, and you're feeling saucy. And that is awesome. And maybe you're listening to this episode today and things are hard. It's just hard right now. Maybe you're dealing with someone you love facing a medical situation. Maybe it's this medical situation that you're dealing with. Maybe it's a relationship stress. Maybe it is you're at a crossroads and you're feeling like you need to make a big decision. And that can feel paralyzing. You don't know, do I go this way? Do I go that way? What do I give my yes to? Where is my best yes going to go? And it can feel so stressful, especially if you have two really good things to pick from. I don't know where you are today. I don't know, but God does. And He is with you in it. And He has a really good idea for you. We think sometimes that God has like one plan, and like if we make a wrong turn, we are going to miss His plan. I don't believe that way anymore. I believe God has many plans, plural, for us. And if we go left and He had maybe us going right in mind, He is somehow, some way going to bring something good out of it. He just is. That's His nature. But even if it doesn't feel good yet, He's going to be with us in it. And that is so encouraging. And then one day we'll give ourselves space and permission to look back. to look back over our shoulder at our past, and we'll have the perspective of today. We can look at it. We can see it for what it is. Maybe it seemed like a mistake or a failure at the time, but in fact, it has become a valuable learning experience. We learned a lot from the thing. Maybe we wish the thing didn't happen, right? We go, snap, I wish I didn't do that. I wish I made different decisions. I wish. And we could wish our whole lives away. Or we can look back and we can call it what it was. And we can see it through different lenses of perspective. And we can harvest. We can harvest from that thing that seemed like a mistake or a failure. We can harvest the good and we can go forward. We are made to go forward. But I just encourage you and I'm inviting you and I want to even activate you. And this activation is going to be a little different. Like, here's your homework, okay? When I teach, I like to teach for encouragement and inspiration. That's all cool and fun. But I really love to teach for transformation. So your homework this week, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to go to the Billboard Top 100 on your, wherever you listen to music, and listen to a few songs from when you were in high school. Go there. Will you go there and listen to those songs and think about, what was she like? What was that little high school you like? That little high school girl or boy, what were they like? And what did they think their future was going to look like? And compare that to the beautiful future that God has given you. And give yourself some time and some space. Maybe even journal. I'm a journaler. I'm kind of into that. And I totally journaled the daylights out of this little 1985 encounter. But really take some time if you want to. I love it. I think it's, you know, it was like, this may be something you want to do later. It may be something you feel convicted and really impressed to do right away. But to give yourself some time and space to just go there and to just reflect on the goodness of God in your life up to this point. And I hope that stirs you up for the goodness that's still to come. I know it did for me. I found myself thinking, if that is what he has done in the last, gosh, I don't know what is, haven't done the math, but let's just say it's almost 40 years, okay? If that is what he has done over the last 40 years, what is still to come? And I'm telling you, I kind of got a little bit stirred up and excited about it. And I hope very much, it's my hope as I share this with you, I hope that you will get a little bit stirred up and encouraged and excited about what might be coming for you too. Does that sound helpful? I hope it does. Well, thank you for being with me again today. It is always such a joy and an honor to get to spend this time with you. And it is always my prayer that it will encourage you to live with more peace in your heart, with more joy, with more peace in your heart, more health in your body, and more joy in your spirit. How about that? Body, soul, and spirit. Oh my gosh, I love it. So I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray over you, and then I'm going to turn you loose. So let's just pray. Father, I thank you for this dear, precious one who's listening right now. I thank you, God, for the ways that you have been with them every moment of their lives. I thank you for the sweetness. I even thank you for the hard stuff. I do. I'm not asking for any more of that. Not for me, not for them. I'm just saying thank you for the ways that you have been able. You're powerful enough to bring something beautiful, even from the hard. I thank you, God, for the gift of perspective. I thank you for the promises that you do have good plans, more than one, for us. And I just pray and speak blessing and favor all over this one as they are listening. I just thank you, God. You are awesome. You are holy. You are powerful. And you are present in this moment and in the next one and in the next one and in all the ones before. I thank you, Lord, for being with us always. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you again for being with me here this week, and I will look forward to seeing you next week. Between now and then, I hope that you will sprinkle peace, health, and joy all around you like, I don't know, confetti, and I will look forward to being with you again next week.
This has been Peace, Health, and Joy with Diana Wallace. Thanks for spending some time with me today. If this episode was encouraging to you, will you please do a couple things? One, leave me a review so other people can find this podcast. And two, subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until we meet again, I'm praying your week ahead is stuffed full with peace, health, and joy.